or dying.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome to hour number two of the little Sunday broadcast we do here from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Blasting out across the country, now syndicated. A lot of stations turning the show on. A lot of other stations saying they're going to be turning it on. It's really going well, and I'm blessed and thankful to be here. Thankful to MS Communications, thankful to Genesis Communications for teaming up and making this possible, and of course to the good Lord above, to my family, to Trey in there running the broadcast, to you the callers, the sponsors, everybody. It's good to be able to stand here with you and fight against globalization, fight against the New World Order, fight against the destruction of our constitutional republic. Okay, I want to go through the Pentagon Working Group and their, quote, new plan. It's not new, but I want to break that down. Also, some good news. Senator Dodd is saying he's going to try to repeal the Military Commissions Act that overturns the entire Bill of Rights. I mean, that literally killed the Bill of Rights. And if you kill the Bill of Rights, you kill America. Now, I've been saying for months since they passed this, back in October, since last month, I've been saying we can resuscitate the Republic. It's one thing to pass this stuff, it's another thing to implement it. So it's the beginning of the death of the country. If they were ever able to implement it wide scale, get away with it, the country would be dead. The country is not dead, at least in our hearts and minds and in our common practices. They have not destroyed common law, the Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, and so we'll be breaking that down as well. I know we have a lot of phone calls, John, Dan, Garrett, and many others. The toll-free number to join us in this hour, whether you're listening in Tennessee, Ohio, right here in Texas, or upstate New York, the toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. But I first want to get into Mancow, Mueller, and Fox News. And again, every week we're on TV or on the radio or in a newspaper, we don't normally cover it. But when the biggest cable news station in the country has an hour-long special and fully 16 minutes of it is about you, we're only going to play about 8 minutes of it here today, it's serious. And I just want to point out of the gates that every interview I do when it's a hit piece, it's always the same tired, tried-out things. Well, I wasn't there. I couldn't go because of a family commitment. They wanted me to go. So I had Kevin Smith, my radio producer for my weekday show. I sent him. He's very articulate, very intelligent, and he's also hard to rattle when somebody's yelling at him or calling him names, whereas I'm the opposite. No, actually, I can control myself if I want to. And so we sent Kevin up there, and I appreciate him going. He's a pilot, by the way. His brother's a commercial pilot. Kevin said that it was the roughest plane flight, period. And he flies Pipers, that he's ever been in. The plane was dropping like 1,000 feet and going back up. Everybody was vomiting on board. So I'm glad I didn't go. I'm glad Kevin went. That was the flight back. Remember like 2 weeks ago when they taped it, they had those horrible storms on the East Coast. But I'm digressing. It must not be bad talk radio, though, because you tune in. But that's how my brain works. I start telling a story, and I go down every rabbit trail that's available. But in the interest of time, so Kevin goes up there. And they swear, oh, it's not a hit piece. Oh, it's friendly. We want to ask you questions. We're like, sure it is, Fox News. You know, this isn't my first rodeo on national television. This isn't our first, operation here. And so the first thing out of the gate says, you're doing this to make money. And that is a very serious charge. Now, obviously, I've got to make money to have 10 employees. Obviously, I've got to make money to be able to make more films and buy the high-definition cameras and do what I do. And I'm not going to lie to you. I like living in a decent house and driving a decent car and, you know, wearing decent shoes and clothes. But that's not what my life's about. Anybody who knows me, I'm not wearing Rolexes and rings and, you know, I'm not into bling. I'm not into that. I'm into oak trees and blue skies and you know, water skiing and the beauty in the world. I do what I do from a place of passion. It's why I've done a free access TV show for 12 years. It's why I've been doing talk radio for 12 years, and I have to say the first five or six, basically being paid nothing. Okay, folks, I mean, I'd have a couple other jobs and then go in and do a weekday show here on another station. I mean, I got paid, I think, $200 a week. This is not about money. That's why I have a national distributor for Terror Storm. Okay? And, frankly, if I just sold it myself, I'd make more money. By having a distributor, they sell it at the stores for 50, 60% off. Then I get 20% of that. I get like 50 cents a dollar, depending on every DVD that's sold. But I still go with the distributor, and frankly, I've ended up not making as much money on Terror Storm, but I've reached more people. I don't care. By the way, take Terror Storm. It cost me $100,000 to make. You see, I have to have money to make that film. It cost me $100,000 to make. And I try to pay my employees decently, you know, better than most media pays their employees. You know, that is at least small-time media. And I put it out for free day one on Google Video so millions could watch it. Okay, conversely, Fox News has published, News Corp, the parent company has published If I Did It by O.J. Simpson, who, frankly, I think he did it. Everybody knows he did it. The guy's not writing books about how he did it. Quote, hypothetically, I'm giving me a break with a thin veil there, because of double jeopardy, which I agree with. It lets a few killers like him go, but at least it protects innocent people from the tyranny of government. It'd be better than 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man hang, goes the old saying by some British lord, I forget exactly who. So this is sick. I mean, they're making money hyping, and O'Reilly and all of them, and Geraldo, that's all stage. I know people that work at Fox, they've told me, where they come out and attack Rupert Murdoch and attack the TV show. That just makes more people tune in. In fact, they don't care right now. They cynically know I'll talk about it. Every other talk show host in America will talk about it. And idiot Americans, I'm not saying we're all idiots, but Americans who do it are idiots, are going to go out and buy that book. I wouldn't read that book. I wouldn't buy that book for all the tea in China. Trey, what about you? I mean, this is sick, said negative. This is totally and completely sick and disgusting. So these are the whores that will publish books of killers talking about how they slit their wife's throat and their children have to read that, and they've got the nerve when I put my films out for free. I mean, I'm thinking about the end of my life, folks. I probably won't be killed. I probably won't be arrested, but I could be. I get death threats all the time. I mean, I made a sacrifice doing this. I've been doing this out in the wilderness forever. I could care less about money and power. We're doing this for the right reasons, and they've got the nerve to sit and say that. Then they claim we live in shacks and we're liars, but every time we try to bring up facts, they shout us down and yell over us, and we'll never counter any of our facts because they can't. Now, the more sophisticated attack pieces, like my Popular Mechanics, they build straw men. They say we said things or things we never said, and then attack the falsehoods and prove them false, or they go find kooks who are saying ridiculous things about 9/11 being an inside job, and then attack them. Okay, this is how they operate. That's more sophisticated. This Fox News stuff, and then everybody who's been on there, it's the same thing. They scream at you, they yell at you, they talk over you. At least Mancal Mueller allowed Kevin to talk some. In fact, he talked quite a bit. They double-teamed him, but still, he did get to talk quite a lot. The other big piece of propaganda that they ran is that they claimed that the firefighters disagree with us and we're hurting the firefighters. What does that have to do with the firefighters who carried out 9/11? They're heroes regardless. They went into that building. They went in to save people. They did a great job. What does that have to do with 9/11 being an inside job? Then they try to say that, well, we just say America's bad now and America's gone. And then Kevin says, well, Thomas Jefferson said that you shouldn't trust the government, the founding, and the firefighter goes, I don't believe that. I went and pulled up hundreds of quotes. All the founders said it. Yes, keep government small. Don't trust it. It'll get out of hand. It'll get out of control. Power corrupts absolutely. They repeated what Lord Acton in England had said around the time. So again, it also shows a massive wall of ignorance about what's really happening in the world. So when we get back from this break, we're going to play about 8 minutes of this or so, and I'm going to play a stupid intro, and then we'll comment on it when we come back after the bottom of the hour news, and then we'll go straight to John, Garrett, Brown, and many others. But the reason we play this is not because I was on national television or one of my reporters was, reporter and radio producer. We all do multitask. I'm chief cook and bottle washer. I write articles, edit video, pay the bills, carry out the trash. Well, Kevin does the same thing, and people get confused by him being a reporter and a radio producer. All right, we'll be right back with this. You'll want to stay with us and your calls. blasting out worldwide from right here in Central Texas from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Infowars.com is the website.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Out. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
That's right. Without further ado, this is kind of like a little compilation we grabbed off TV and threw up on the web. I should have brought an actual disc. It'd sound a little bit better, but it's okay quality-wise. This is Mancow introducing the show, then a little clip of him interviewing Shatner before he goes to us. We were the number two lineup on the show. Other stuff was some mindless fluff about YouTube, now TV and radio, is trying to imitate the internet and, you know, do shows covering the web. So the rest of the show was about that. And they better do that. These dinosaurs better do it because their days are numbered here in the media. But let's go ahead and go to the Planet ManCow hit piece on Fox News special against my producer, Kevin Smith, in studio with him and a poor firefighter. Here it is.
Nothing can go wrong.
Let it back out. This is crazy. No, wait, stop. Don't adjust your television, the internet, or the voices in your head. You're still watching the Fox News Channel, but you're about to enter a parallel universe, Planet ManCow. I'm ManCow. I don't know what it means either. My mom calls me Eric or son. Look, I'm not the king of pop. I'm not the king of all media. I don't have talent on loan from God. I'm just some guy that wants to give you people the voice. I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers. Many times I feel like Frankenstein walking blindly through the fog trying to figure it all out. There's a lot of confusing stuff going on our planet right now, but a lot of funny stuff as well, and thank God. I hope to bring a little bit of both in the next hour here on Planet ManCow. What is the scariest word to you?
Hate.
Hate. Death?
Death's very scary.
You're afraid of death?
Very much so.
Is there something after this?
I don't think there is something after this. That's the scary part.
And coming up, your future in Signs of the Apocalypse. And we're going to take you to the grassy knoll where 9-11 conspiracist nut Kevin Smith believes 9-11 was a secret government plot. And he's going to face off against a New York City firefighter that was actually there on that horrific day. Stay right there because Planet ManCow will be right back. Conspiracy is big business. Conspiracy around 9/11 is huge business. You've got movies and T-shirts and DVDs and websites. And joining me here on the grassy knoll is Kevin Smith, who has one of those websites, Infowars.com, and a firefighter that was actually there. This thing is big business. This is Brian Harvey. Brian, what do you think about this guy making money off this tragedy?
Well, I can't say I support people making money off of the country's worst tragedy to hit on mainland. I just think that if people want to make movies or write books, as long as special attention is made to detail and keeping the conspiracy theories and the political rhetoric down and take it off the whole movie project or the book project, it's nothing wrong with telling it how it went. It was an attack on our country by a terrorist. They believe, they're passionate about what they believe, mm-hmm. and they want other people to join on board.
So you think he really believes this? You don't think he's just some nut trying to make a buck?
I can't say that. I don't know him well enough to say that. But
well, I can assure you I'm not getting rich over this. I make a salary just like anybody else with a job. I report for Infowars.com, Alex Jones' website, and Prison Planet. But I'm mainly the producer of that show, which means I book the guests. So I talk to these military people. I talk to these professors. I talk to these underwriter laboratories and civil engineers. And it's across the board. I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware, but CBS and the New York Times did a poll this month. 53% of respondents say that the Bush administration is hiding something. 28% say they're lying. I mean, you're over 80% now. This is not a fringe thing. A third of the people in a Scripps Howard News Service said, a third of the people said the government did it. Okay, this is not just a fringe conspiracy theory anymore. It's a conspiracy fact. And we can prove it to you. Go to the science. It's not, don't take my word for it. Google WTC7. Understand what that's about. Understand what false flag terrorism is about. How we orchestrate wars. We've been doing it for a long time. Not just us. Not saying the U.S. government. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Can I ask you, but then why isn't it out in the forum today with the 06 elections and all these other things? If, you know, is it an anti-President Bush thing? Is it an anti-United States
it
thing?
Is in the media. It is.
Or front and center on every major news program.
I'm as pro-United States as I can be, but I don't swear an allegiance to a person. I swear my allegiance to the founding documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which have been eviscerated now. And the military.
Why isn't that out front right now?
Well,
I don't hear
we're talking about mainstream media.
I don't hear about
the people that are just totally wrapped up in what Jen and Brad are doing constantly. It's not news. They control. The television's called programming for a reason. They want you to know what they want
but
you to
President
know.
But if President Bush was behind it or knew about it, if Vice President Cheney knew about it and was told to stand
the
down,
Democrats should
don't
be
you think the mainstream media would tell, would expose that, for, you know, as, you know, with all this proof
NBC that owns General Electric, that makes the engines, that
but
makes the
But they have
the
not
guns,
been in
no.
the president's, this administration's corner for a long time. I've never said it. It's always the other way around. It's always, you know, the...
The media attacks this president for everything. If he orchestrated 9/11...
I don't see where you're getting that. There now is a, there's a paradigm shift. They are attacking him now, but they weren't forever. He was getting carte blanche. He could do whatever he wanted, and no one could question the leader.
They can't keep... This government can't keep anything secret.
They kept the Manhattan Project secret.
But they kept thousands of people.
Let's talk
about 9/11. They kept 9/11 secret. How many people were involved?
It's not a secret.
How many people?
It doesn't have to be very many. It just needs to be moles placed into the top. We had people in CENTCOM. The colonels in Central Command were fighting.
Is Hillary Clinton involved? Is Hillary involved?
I doubt it.
No.
But listen, the Democrats aren't going to wreck the game. You know, mobsters may shoot each other under the card table every once in a while, but if someone threatens that game,
so Hillary Clinton, you know, the Democrats and Bush and all the Republicans, they all got together to make 9/11 because it's big business.
Intelligence agencies got together and worked together. They always have worked together. They don't work for their governments. They work for the banking interests.
What if you're wrong?
I'm not wrong.
What if you're wrong?
What if I'm wrong? We're just going to continue to go down this path. We're going to start a war with anybody that has resources that won't come into a global banking system.
You said to me off camera, you love Thomas Jefferson, Abe Lincoln, this great country. If our government could do this, it makes all of this work.
Elements within our government.
Yeah, elements. Rogue elements like the president.
Look what they do to the Congress right now. They want to pass a law. They say there's a terrorist threat. They show up in Congress and point machine guns in the congressman's face and say, get out.
They
pass things in the dark.
When did they do this? I didn't see this.
You better
machine
go see
guns.
It. You better go see
they're
it.
Doing that.
MP5s, baby.
Right.
You better
right.
go see it.
Right.
This
and the terrorists are alive?
Some of them
they
may
work
be.
For the CIA, you believe.
These are patsies.
Yeah.
Listen, they were trained at... They were... They were trained at the Defense Language School in Monterey, California. They were trained at
The terrorists that we see on TV were trained by our government.
They're intelligence assets. Ask actor James Woods. He saw Otta on the plane a couple weeks before 9/11.
Well, that's where I go for my info.
That's
where I got my info is actor James Woods.
Eyewitness.
The guy that plays Shark on a failed
it's
TV
an
show.
Eyewitness.
What about Bigfoot?
You heard him. You heard him right there, basically throwing the kitchen sink at Kevin. Now, actor James Woods wasn't our source of the news reports that hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. That was the Associated Press, Newsweek, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, and the San Jose Mercury News. And I have those all in my films. I've talked to the dean of the school. They trained the hijackers in high-level spy training. Then across the country... Leave California and go all the way to Florida, Pensacola Naval Air Station. Then separately, James Woods, a week before the attack, saw him doing dry runs on board aircraft, again, taking part in drills. They were U.S. agents. They thought they were taking part of a drill. They weren't actually hijackers. Nerve gas was released on the day. The jets were flown by remote control on the buildings. And just like you saw Steve McQueen pitching Mustangs, they created fake audio. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. And of course, I do a syndicated show weekdays 11 to 2. All right, here we are back live. I want to get to your calls. Those of you that are patiently holding, the toll-free number to join us is 877-590-KLBJ, 877-590-5525. Locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. I want to get into the Pentagon working group, what they've recommended, and how it's more of the same. I want to cover several other issues and take your calls. But let's finish up with the Fox News hit piece. This isn't all of it. We don't have time to play all of it. But basically, he just kept calling Kevin names, kept calling my producer names, wouldn't let him get to any real evidence, just kept calling him a liar, and then said, oh, basically America's dead if what you're saying is true, implying somehow that not trusting your government... Also, they say that they couldn't keep it secret. They kept the fact that they gave thousands of black men syphilis and let them die of it and spread it with the Tuskegee experiment. They kept that secret for over 40 years. Okay, they kept the fact that they sterilized 450,000 American women secretly. sometimes without them even knowing they'd been sterilized until the mid-80s. They kept the atomic soldiers secret. I'm sick of hearing this. There's a whole secret government. I was talking about the shadow government 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. And that's why they're upset. That's why they're scared, because the average person is good and is going to get angry when they learn the truth. Let's go ahead and go to the rest of the Fox News hit piece against us last night.
You have info on Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster.
I have nothing to say about Bigfoot.
Who brought down the Hindenburg? UFO?
Those are the wrong,
okay.
I'm with the wrong people.
All
for
right,
that.
Go ahead.
There's no, I don't see any officials coming out saying this, any former government officials. So what? We can't believe in our government. We have no right to believe our democratically elected
our
leaders.
Our founding fathers would have said, never believe in your government, never trust in your government.
Who said that?
Our founding fathers would
what
say
what is their endgame?
How do you know they would
the
say that?
The New World
don't
Order?
See it? Don't you
the
see
New
it?
The New World Order. They want us all to be slaves.
On the new global plantation, you got it.
A global plantation. And this guy's...
Microchips.
This guy's a sucker.
Surveillance
cameras. This firefighter's a sucker.
This guy's an honorable guy.
He's a dupe.
Gonna attack
He's
him.
A fool. If everything you're saying is true, this man's a fool.
He just hasn't woken up yet. He soon will.
He hasn't woken up yet. He soon will. Thank you, Mr. Orwell. We'll be right back here on The Grassy Knoll. So... Do you believe everything you read? You can't. Not on the internet. Not on the World Wide Web of disinformation. From time to time, we're going to point out lies on the internet. Hey, did you know I was the star of Alien vs. Predator? It's true. It was on the internet. I've never even seen the movie. And welcome back to The Grassy Knoll here on Planet Mancow. Kevin Smith here believes 9/11 was a conspiracy done by our government. And this is a firefighter, Brian Harvey, who was there. And what do you think of this guy? What do you think about what he's saying?
I don't believe it. I think there's been more than enough opportunity for the 9/11 Commission and other committees to investigate this. If this had any legs, or if this story had any credibility, it would have came out. And today's especially
why is he doing this?
Elections.
Why do you think he's doing
he
this?
He believes it. He thinks he has some
Do you think he's crazy?
I wouldn't say crazy.
Look in his eyes.
Passionate.
Look in his eyes.
He's
do you guys want to arm wrestle and we can settle this right here, right
maybe
now?
Maybe later. Maybe at the end.
How can you stand it? He said it was like a scab being ripped off. Do you feel anything for this guy?
We have nothing but the utmost respect for firefighters. They're the number one heroes for us in the United States. And we do a lot of work right now with the victims, the people that helped to rescue, the EMS workers that went in, that are dying right now. I mean, Christy Todd Whitman lied about the air quality, lied about the silica, lied about the mercury, everything. These people are dead men walking.
Well, there's no doubt people are getting sick. This guy can't be a firefighter because of his lungs. How are you right now?
I have my days, good days and bad days. But
do you feel like they were lied to and they should have told you how bad it was?
No, I feel that they didn't know and that things were coming out.
Would you do it again? Would you climb down into the into the wreckage again?
Firemen do. Police officers do that. They put their lives on the line every day.
Go ahead.
Well, we can bring you William Rodriguez, one of the janitors from the World Trade Center, the last man to get out of the
line. I can bring you Stephen Jenkins. Do you know who that is?
Give me Stephen
Jenkins. The janitor here.
Well,
drop big
did he
names.
Have the building come down
tell
on
me
him
right now.
He pulled
tell,
out from
no,
under a fire
tell me
truck?
Right now. Tell
did
me
he
right
win
now.
A Presidential Freedom Award for being a hero?
You mentioned
he will tell you bombs going off in the building.
I've got you here right
Felipe
now.
Felipe David with skin peeling off of him coming up from the sub-basements.
Yeah.
They were cutting those basements out before. It is a controlled demolition incorporated. That's exactly what it is. There was thermite.
Look him in the eyes.
Not just thermite.
Look him in the eyes.
Cutting charges to cut and take that building down. The debris that was falling from the higher floors was still falling as the building was coming out from under it. It fell
explain
at
it
free
to him.
Fall
hold on.
Speed.
Explain
no
it
pancake.
To him. Explain it to him what happened.
Just from my firefighting experience, everything you get taught is everything has, heating points, melting points. There was a lot of weight. That whole structure had a lot of weight on top of it. The planes crashed into the towers, heated up the structural members, and they weakened. And then everything came down on top of it as a matter of course for the members to weaken and
from have you seen a building come down like that before?
No, I haven't.
No one has, because it's never happened. And the bigger question is WTC-7, not hit by a plane, not hit by debris, small fires. At the end of the afternoon, they pulled the firemen out.
They brought
they
that building down for insurance,
the
right?
building down.
Do you believe they brought that down to collect insurance?
Hey, ask Mr. Silverstein. Get him on the show. He's the one with
You're
the...
You're talking about Andrew Dice Silverstein, the comedian?
No, Larry Silverstein.
No. Okay, so the buildings... Why were the buildings brought down?
Well, you might, ask the, port,
insurance,
you might
right?
ask the Port Authority, too.
I got you here. You're the expert. Why? Why did
I didn't
bring them down?
Do this. I'm just...
All right, folks, there's a few minutes left. We don't have time to play it all. I want to go to break, hurriedly take some calls, and get into the whole Iraq situation, and then a silver lining of good news overall here in this country for the Republic. But, I mean, I was sitting here writing notes during that piece, listening to it again. He claims Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster. They throw all that at Kevin, trying to discredit him when that's not what he's saying, that's not what he's talking about. Every time he brings up real issues, the Fox News host starts shouting him down. And then Kevin brings up that the Founding Fathers said, don't trust your government. And the fireman goes, I never heard that. What's your proof? You're just making that up. I mean, for somebody who studies the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, that's all they ever said. It's so alien to people who are informed to realize to that guy, this good, well-meaning firefighter, he thinks patriotism is mindlessly believing whatever you're told. And then he brings up steel melting points. Get the next clip ready, please. Steel melting points. I've interviewed over 15 firefighters over the years. I've interviewed engineers. I've interviewed eyewitnesses. I've interviewed janitors. I've interviewed the heads of mining colleges. Steel melts. Just type the melt point of steel at its lowest alloy at 2,754 degrees. At the strongest structural steel doesn't melt until 3,300 plus degrees. Just go type it into Google right now. You know what the hottest jet fuel burns at? 1,800 degrees. Thousands of degrees below what it takes. Dark orange, cool fires burning people for 20 minutes standing in the holes close to the hottest fires waving for help. Wasn't melting their bodies, but melted huge columns. Then you got Building 7 down the street hit by nothing. Small fires bring it down perfectly in a top-down. Do you have that next clip? This is firefighters on a local New York PBS documentary. This is a firefighting captain talking about steel melting and flowing like lava. We also have video of it. Let me give you a little newsflash. You know how you have that grate in your fireplace? You can burn hot, white-hot coals for 20 years on it, nothing melts. That's not structural steel, folks. That's just iron that melts at 2,200. Okay, giant 4-foot-around steel beams like lava from jet fuel. Only thermite. Play the clip of the firefighters. Oh, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll play it. Oh, I'm just blowing up here. It is simple, basic information. John Garrett Brown and others will get to you after. It's 30-second clip. It's not like the other one. And then I'll get into the Iraq news with the Iraq Study Group report. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And then some really good news. So, big finish, big final segment. By the way, Terror Storm has been in the top 100 on Amazon for 3 weeks. It's gone as high as number 9. And I think it finally left the top 100 today, but it'll be back in there. New film, free at Google Video, Terror Storm. Stay with us.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at Bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with the personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Call.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
All right, going to your calls in just a moment. As I was saying, steel melts between 2,700 and 3,300 degrees, depending on the alloy. Structural at 3,300, and then down to the lower grades of steel. Well, this was structural steel coated in asbestos. But forget Tower 1 and 2. Now, we have Building 7 clearly being blown up, hit by nothing. But here are New York firefighters, including a New York fire captain from a New York documentary on local PBS, talking about the steel melting like lava, okay? Impossible from jet fuel. Here's the clip.
I think he just did it to... Who knew? I, to be honest with you, I think he might have thought that was it for us, though.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like lava.
From a volcano.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling.
All right. So, like a foundry, like a volcano. For those that don't know what a foundry is, it's where they, you know, melt and produce with iron and other metals, steel, and the coke they inject into it. You need to find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Those buildings were blown up. And then when they tested some of the steel that they were able to get that hadn't been destroyed and shipped to China, it didn't just have thermite in it. It had been cut with thermate, the patented thermite used to cut pillars. They have jackets of it they put around the steel. Only thermite can do that. But when they tested it, it wasn't just thermite. It was thermate, the exact type used. Which is also explosive, by the way, and when it detonates, instantly burning through. Let's go to John in Georgia. John, you're a trooper. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to...
Well, that was a good call. Is that like a joke or something? I just wanted to click. He probably picked up another phone line and did that. Garrett in Cincinnati, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to encourage you, man. I know a lot of Christians come at you and give you a bunch of doctrine, but you know, I know that you're doing a good job. And but onto my subject now. I was watching an old show of you on your Alex Jones Report talking about Illuminati symbolism.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. When you were looking at the coffee cups, and you're just like, I can't believe it.
Well, that's right. If you go into Starbucks, it's all seeing eyes, pyramids, people doing the devil sign. And folks, I've been in Seattle and seen them doing it. It didn't hook them horns. And it's just, and it's weird. Well, the symbol is a goddess. But sorry, go ahead.
Okay, now I was watching TV, and you told me in this thing, just you're like, just go watch TV. Just you can find it. Just be aware. Was watching like some news show, and you're talking about Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's wedding. And during the wedding vows, they make the Scientology. They make you take the minister takes the
ring.
It's
a gold ring with a triangle, and yeah. That's the ultimate Illuminati symbol. Yeah.
Now and then get this, and then this was I was expecting this. I have a family member who's in AA. The AA coins are circles with triangles with circles inside of them. Now I'm not against AA.
Well, the point is, it's so pervasive that we don't even know what it means, yeah. And that means the Eye of Lucifer.
Okay, one last thing, and I'll let you go. That all these preachers that they're going around, like especially the big TV preachers, the big ones,
yeah, most of them are on drugs or homosexual.
That hand signal they always do. I've seen them all do it. Jesse Duplantis, Pat Robertson, Billy Graham, Benny Hinn. I mean, what is with that? And I, like you said, sometimes they do it by accident. But, man, I'm seeing them do it like they have a compulsion with it.
I know. They think they get power from it. And, folks, I don't believe in this stuff, but it doesn't mean that people in Haiti don't believe in voodoo. I mean, they believe in it. So I'm just reporting. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you've heard of that. I've covered it. I've infiltrated it. I've got video of it. It's in my film, The Order of Death. It's aired on national U.S. television. It's aired worldwide. I mean, they admit I snuck in and got footage. They're very upset about it. And you ever seen Eyes Wide Shut? Stanley Kubrick only made films about real things or things that were going on, and he would put it in a fictionalized account. Well, Eyes Wide Shut's real, folks, but they don't really like women. It's men with men. If you change that in that movie, then you'd have it accurate. It's not women normally. Let's go ahead and talk to Brown in Georgia. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I just want to say, Alex, man, I love what you do. I love your show. You're a real patriot and hero. And, I mean, run for president, and I'll sure vote for you.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Well, everything you do, man, is top-notch. The neocons are out there, probably, 40-50% of Americans, they're just brainwashed by all this.
Mm-hmm. They think Joseph Stalin's conservative. Yeah, they're that.
Yeah. And so, if you look at, the Pentagon, it's so absurd that people could actually fathom for 1 second that they don't have the film, the footage of that supposed plane coming into it. I mean, it's preposterous. There's more cameras out there than you could find in a dozen Wolf camera stores.
I agree, and I appreciate your call. Let's go to Todd in Corpus Christi. Todd, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi there, Mr. Jones. I just wanted to really quick point something out. I've been researching Charlotte Isby for a class, and I stumbled upon the Center for Civic Education. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, they have all over the country. I went and covered one of my first film, America Destroyed by Design. You can watch free at Google Video, America Destroyed by Design, with huge UN brainwashing camps. And they teach the children in every major public school that we're a global government and we're going into the United Nations and that we're the North American Union and Texas belongs to Mexico.
Right, and they are federally sanctioned to write our social studies curriculum. That's really going to how they're going to break it down.
Yeah, under UNESCO that Bush signed back on under treaty, the UN has to certify all the textbooks.
Yeah, have you even seen the cover of the textbook?
There's a lot of them. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Well, there's one called, I think it's called A Citizen of the Constitution. And it has a picture of, as you're walking in to see the Constitution, and it's got the security guard with his hands on his hips, like, don't come near it. I'd like to read you a couple quotes, if I may.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, it's one of these says, as fundamental and lasting as its guarantees have been, the Bill of Rights is a document of the 18th century reflecting the issues and concerns of the age in which it was written.
Yeah, do me a favor. Make me some scans of that. Email it to...
to write you an article. How about it?
Yeah, do that and send it to Kevin at InfoWars. Send it to Aaron at InfoWars. Send it to Ryan at InfoWars. I'm out of time. I want to try to go to Tom. If I have time to go to you, Tom, I will, but I want to give you the bad news. James Baker and Bush Sr. and Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, and if you don't know who they are, you better find out, folks. They were in control of Bush and the neocons the whole time. It's like birdcage liner. Bush is now going to take the blame for the agenda. Now they come in, and their Iraq study group, what do they say? Oh, we want to build up the Iraqi internal army, and then we'll pull out. That's the same story we've been getting for 3.5 years. It's no difference. The Democratic leadership are saying they're going to stay. A few of them are saying they aren't. We need to press this and make sure the troops are pulled out, because, listen, we could have won Vietnam in 6 weeks. I have the documents. It's public. It wasn't meant to be won. It was meant to go on to make money for defense contractors. Same thing in Iraq. They went in, kicked the Baathists completely out, then armed all the other sides to fight with each other. They destroyed the entire bureaucracy in a racially and religiously divided area, knowing their own documents said this was the goal. And they've done it. Bush has done an incredible job of what they set out to do. Make money, get a permanent base there, make the world hate us, to generate more Islamic terror that's real so they don't have to stage events. And that's Pentagon document, P2OG, AP, Reuters, you name it. I mean, folks, it's right out in the open. It is in the news. You know, they say this stuff isn't in the news. It's in the news. It just never becomes the big issue because we're too busy talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Michael Jackson and the idiot who, you know, has written the book about killing his wife now. I mean, so what? If you want freedom, you better get involved in real serious issues. The good news is Senator Dodd, and we'll see if he does it, we'll be tracking this, is introducing legislation. Dodd introduces Effective Terrorism Protection Act, brings terrorists to justice, honors America's good name. And this restores habeas corpus, doesn't allow them to arrest U.S. citizens without due process, doesn't allow torture to be admissible in court, bans torture. This gives us our soul back. I've got to read the bill itself. I've just read his press release in the subsections. But that is certainly some good news there. And, Tom, you can take us out of the broadcast here as the final caller. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Is this it? Are you going off?
Yeah, we're going off, sir. Go ahead. Hit me.
What frequencies are you coming back on? Are you coming back?
Listen, I got to let you go, sir. We're on AM and FM stations right now, and I got loaded. I mean, I'll just take calls. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Australia. My name's Eric.
Okay, calling from Australia. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, mate. The question is there room in the anti-New World Order movement and the 9/11 truth movement if you're an atheist? Because I know that you guys...
Yes, there is, sir. If you don't think that God designed this or there's some advanced intelligence, that's your problem. There's room for everybody, every race, every creed who wants freedom.
Good answer.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'm glad I took that one. The other one's probably from Timbuktu, too. I'm out of time. See you next week. God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's America's...